Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Here we are, smack dab on the 1st of April. There's a couple stories out this morning talking about all the things we have to look forward to in April. March Madness continues with the Final Four this weekend. The MLB season is in full swing. The Masters is this month. Super Mario Galaxy comes out today, which I'm thinking about taking my daughter to for her birthday if we want to drop $400 to go to a movie.
Right, I know.
That Michael Jackson biopic comes out this month, too, which looks fantastic.
Yeah, and it's got his family all kinds of fighting, so I want to see that. I want to see that really bad.
New Star Wars show coming to Disney Plus. The Handmaid's Tale continues on Hulu.
That's still going on?
I guess so.
Really? Mm-hmm.
New Stranger Things spinoff that Tales from 85 premieres.
The
this
cartoon
month.
Thing, right?
It looks okay. I don't know. Yeah.
I think I'm too grown for that, but
I'm with
you.
I'm a little burnt out on all this. Everything Stranger Things. So.
Yeah, I went full on. Like, I really did. Like, full throttle. So, The cartoon kind of underwhelmed me a little.
A couple biggies. We got Passover starts tonight, Good Friday in 2 days. Easter's on Sunday, and then right up there with all that, National Burrito Day is tomorrow. And then according to my wife, all of my weekends are taken up in April. So there's that too.
Yeah. Already?
Already. I was talking to her just this morning, and every weekend is completely slammed. We've got something booked on every weekend this month.
I kind of hate that for
I am unhappy.
I would be very unhappy, too. Like,
married life.
I was just talking to Josh about how I have this weird feeling about how I'm lonely, but also I don't want to hang out with people. So
yeah,
but we're at that age, though. Yeah. So when you say things like that, every weekend already you have something
planned. It's a big birthday month. There's a lot of birthdays this month.
Yeah.
So there is definitely stuff going on every single weekend amongst other activities that we have planned. But it's kind of a punch in the gut. When you look at the calendar, it's the 1st, and she's like, hey, guess what? We have no free weekends.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
So bad. Hey, on the heels of what you said, though, I just read an article the other day talking about people who are getting crap for being... Was it introverted and people, or they're being labeled antisocial? That's what it was.
Mm.
People are getting in their kitchen because they're antisocial and they don't want to do anything. And I perked my interest because it's like, that's me.
Well,
I don't really want to do anything anymore. But they were defending it because they're saying it's not being antisocial. It's just that you've grown and matured that you don't want to deal with other people's crap.
And yes.
You're just not into it. You'd rather be alone, focus on your needs and wants and all that versus listening to everybody's problems and hanging out with people you just don't care for.
Well, not only that, I realize how hard it is to make friends when you're an adult, right? Like, if you already don't know these people and you're going out into the wild looking to make new friends, that's really hard. I had two parties over the weekend where it was kind of like that for me. There were a lot of people there that I was, like, introducing myself to. And that
Hi,
whole
I'm Katie.
Rigmarole, I know. And it's just, like, it was exhausting. Mm-hmm. I needed all of Sunday to recharge my battery. Because I saw so many people and I was just like, it wiped me out.
Yeah.
So
we're just to the point where we're not antisocial.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have been a little bit.
No, actually, you were being
friendly to everybody.
I am. I'm a nice person. It's just hard to make friends out there. I don't know what it is.
And I just don't want any more friends. I don't want to hear what's going on in your life. I don't care about what your kids are doing.
I mean, you don't care about that with your real friends already.
I have one really good friend, and I see him twice a year.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yeah.
And I actually invited him out for his birthday at the beginning of March. Because that was my second time I was going to see him, and he was busy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God.
Mix 100.
If you look at the calendar today, happy April Fool's Day. Am I a fan? I'm more of a fan of doing a prank on a random day.
Yeah.
Instead of a day when people expect it.
Well, I think some of them are funny. Some of the harmless ones, I think, get me going.
You know? I guess so. My mom always was into it. Growing up, she'd call my grandma and like pull a prank on her, or you know, do the thing where you put the rubber band around the sprayer on the sink.
Oh,
and
yeah,
you turn on the water and you're like, oh, I hate my life. Oh, what are you doing?
I convinced my mom once I was moving to Australia. And that was pretty funny.
That's
like,
really good.
You know, yeah, she was, well, she cried. So I had to stop. I know she was very
like, Mom,
sad
no.
about it.
No, Mom, I'm kidding.
I know. Yeah. So I had to come clean pretty quick. But that's probably my best one.
Hey, when she cries, does her fake eye fall out?
Nope.
Okay. Just curious.
It's a good question,
just
though.
Curious.
Good question.
There are some unofficial rules of April Fool's Day. So says this story here in front of me. They say there's a noon deadline. And it's been a guideline for a while,
what?
And it doesn't always get mentioned. I have never heard this. But
ever.
But the fooling has to stop at noon, and any pranks must be revealed by noon today.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, so if you're doing it at 1 o'clock, you're a jerk, I guess.
Okay.
They say it's just the fun is over, essentially. It's just done. Anybody who attempts a prank after midday is considered the April Fool themselves.
Oh, wow.
Well, aren't we high and mighty?
I didn't know there was a fool of the day. I just thought it was what it was called, huh?
What if my prank doesn't come about until 3 o'clock or something?
Exactly.
I don't like this rule.
Like, what if you wait till the kids get out of school to pull your pranks?
Right.
You know? Like, you don't want to be pranking
You move
all...
out, and you're not home when they arrive.
Yeah, say, exactly. Psych.
We moved away. Bye. This number two says, do no harm. April Fool's pranks are meant to make people look foolish or inconvenienced, not cause genuine distress or be destructive. Like, hey, Mom, I'm moving to Australia.
Well, no.
She was crying.
I know. I came quick early, okay? I was like, or came
clean
early.
Yes. They say avoid anxiety-inducing issues like fake health issues or telling someone that the beloved pet is missing or has died.
Well, yeah.
Or pretending to get fired from work. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
that's horrible. Okay. Number three says reveal the prank. A successful prank should be followed by the reveal. This marks the end and clarifies that the situation was a joke. This is the end of the joke. We are done here.
Ta-da.
Go about your normal business. Ta-da is right.
You have to tell them it's not a good joke.
The joke is now over. Yeah. No illegal activities. Come on. This should go without saying, right?
Yeah.
Don't break the law. Don't go stealing.
Try not to.
I stole a cart full of stuff from Target. April Fools. And then Target wisely. They say it's smart etiquette to play pranks on people that you know well. Friends, family, close coworkers. You don't go in, you know, blind and pull a prank on somebody that you don't really know because they'll get all butthurt, you know?
We shouldn't go mess with the new boss's office is what you're saying.
Go TP it. Yeah.
Turn all the pictures upside down.
Light it on fire.
That's funny.
April Fool's!
That's funny.
So anyway, there's your unofficial rules of April Fool's Day, which I think is pretty much nonsense. So we'll do this.
I know,
to
especially
it.
The no pranks afternoon one. I don't get that.
Yeah,
but
stupid.
I came across a few fun ones that you could pull on your kids.
What is
if
that?
You want. Like changing the doll's clothes so before they wake up to just have all of the toys like changed all the clothes. No, it's not funny.
What?
So switch the cereal boxes. I like this one. So take the cereal out of one and put it in the other. So when they pour their cereal in the one, and they're like, what is this?
Great nuts. Oh,
they said you can carefully slice a banana, just very, very carefully, so that you can slice it in the peel and then close it back up. So when they open the banana, it's all sliced already. That sounds kind of fun.
Boy, how do
but
you
do
that?
They said very carefully. So that's
with that one, you
got to
take super glue and glue it back together.
Yeah, they said almost like a razor. Like you'd have to, you know, cut it with a razor
so
it's nice and clean. Well, I mean, parents sometimes, they really want to get their kids. That's a good one. And then I thought the mashed potatoes and pretend it's ice cream. Put
it
on a cone.
Okay, I like that.
That's super cute, right?
Why do I feel like I want to do that to you?
No. See, that would make me sad.
And, really? Because why do I feel like you'd be like, hell yeah, mashed potatoes! Where's that cup of gravy
and
with
an
it?
An ice cream cone!
This is the best day ever!
Lucky day!
We'd like to give you a little PMI action in the morning. We'll send you on your way with a smile, a little bit of knowledge. We call it positive minus interesting. Three different stories to start your day. PMI. I believe Josh is the positive today.
I do today, and this is so exciting. The crew of Artemis 2 is finally scheduled to have their launch today at around 6:25 Eastern time, the giant rocket from Kennedy Space Center in Florida is going to be taking off with three Americans and one Canadian. And it's interesting to me. I read a little bit earlier that they're actually going to be circling the Earth for 25 hours before they actually use that as a propulsion mechanism to launch them towards the moon. So it's kind of like a slingshot look that they're going to be flying towards the moon then for the next 3 days. And then they're going to look at the dark side of the moon, the backside. They're going to go around the moon a few times and come back. How exciting slash like nervous do you think they are right now?
Oh, I'm nervous for them.
Yeah. Like, I was watching some stuff on them last night, Katie.
Yeah. No.
Have you been watching anything on
it? I have, yeah. All the stuff that's on like the entertainment channels.
E! News.
Exactly. Inside Edition. Like they're covering it too. They're covering all this stuff. And
are they saying which one is going to fall in love with who on the way
up? Yeah, exactly. Well, they know how to keep us interested. But no, I am kind of fascinated with it. And also, again, like you said, very worrisome about the whole thing and hoping everything's going to be okay.
Well, it's been 53 years since the last time we've been to the moon. And I just think it's so cool that like this generation, because like I never got to see anything but like YouTube videos of any type of moon activity in general. And so for me to be my generation to finally be able to experience this and see hopefully us get to the moon again, I'm super excited about it. I can't wait to watch it. I'll be glued to the TV tonight.
Let's do it.
I'm gonna watch this.
Are you really?
Yes. What? I can't wait.
You're not just gonna watch the highlights on the IG?
Well, that's what I meant. But I'm gonna watch it.
I watched the whole thing on their spacesuits too, how neat their spacesuits are going up.
Super
and they've
cool.
they've got their like own ecosystem, and they can survive if like all the pressure and oxygen and everything gets released from that capsule, they can survive in their spacesuit up to 6 days. It's fascinating.
I had no idea.
It's really neat. Yeah. There's a lot that goes into it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do even a deeper dive into this.
Yeah, you
excited.
Good luck to you. I mean, you're going to be watching Lust Island.
What's wrong with that? Put them in spacesuits. It's the same thing.
There we go.
Come on. Hey, this was interesting to me and also a minus because when it comes to businesses putting ads out, did you know that they are trying to make it more interactive and less traditional when it comes to ads, and they're doing so in a way that I don't know if I like it, but this is the story that I'm pulling from Slim Chicken. So you remember Kit Kat had that big story about how a bunch of their chocolate got stolen?
Like 400,000 bars or something?
Yeah, it was 12 tons
of chocolate of Kit Kat
that were lifted from Kit Kat. And Slim Chickens came out and put a post on social media, and they're like, "We are saddened to see the report of Kit Kat's 12-ton chocolate heist. We wish them the best in recovering their inventory. On a completely different note, we currently have an overwhelming amount of chocolate brownie peanut butter jars."
Hey, why not?
It's plain, you know, it's poking fun. It's, you know, keeping a light sense of humor about it. But it just is so shocking to me that this is an ad. This is an ad, and they're targeting heavy social media users because they
say chocolate lovers.
Heavy social media users are a lot more to interact with business ads like this. And not only that, heavy social media users will completely boycott a company like this if they don't interact with them on social media. And companies are taking notice, and they're trying to be more human-like, more individual-like versus brand. And so it is a shift in marketing, and it's just quite fascinating. But I don't know if it's going to be good for us. I mean, I just clicked on something. I was just telling Josh about it.
Was it chocolate related?
No, it wasn't, but it was an ad. And I didn't know it was an ad until I was like 20 seconds into looking at it. And I was like, what did I just click on?
I've been bamboozled.
Hang on a second.
Got.
And I totally had to go back and look. And that is the minus. This is going to start happening more and more and more, where all of a sudden you look and you're like, oh my goodness, it's Slim Chicken's talking to me.
It's tailored ads. It learns everything about you.
It really does. It really does. So just be aware.
Don't you hate it too when you click on something by mistake?
An ad
will pop up on something just not even related to you at all.
Yes.
Like Depends or something, which you might be related to.
No, it's not.
But then all of a sudden you're getting like all these ads on urinary tract infections and leaky bladder and da 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 da.
No, it just takes one click.
Like, I didn't mean to click on that.
That's all. Even if you automatically click out, it does not care. It just only, all it registers is that you clicked once and they're like, you like me. You really like me.
You got bladder issues all of a sudden.
Yeah, you do.
And you love chocolate. The one that really pissed me off the other day, I was listening to a podcast about advertising, and they were talking about how the algorithms And all these big companies, Amazon, Google, they are truly building a digital model of each and every person.
Absolutely.
Based on what you're purchasing, what you like, what you're looking at, yada, yada, yada. The one part that really ticked me off is it starts learning where you live, how much income you have, your lifestyle. So you'll go onto Amazon and say you buy a TV and it'll throw it up there for $500 because it knows you make a good amount of money. Whereas somebody else who makes less money, that TV is going to be $400.
Oh, no.
That's the one that pissed me off is they start catering prices in regards to your income level.
Well, and it gets you in so many different ways, too. Like, even the way that they present it to you, down to the font and the color.
Yep.
There's so much research that goes into that. I mean, it is shocking to know the angles and the amount of money they're putting in towards research when it comes to us impulse buying.
I
want to
cancel every social thing. I don't even want to email anymore because it's reading my emails.
I'm really done.
I'm so done. That's a huge minus today, Katie.
Yeah.
Good job.
All right,
let's wrap things up with the interesting because this makes me laugh. Multiple articles are popping about how Gen Z is using their lunch breaks at work to take naps and cry.
Oh.
The 9-to-5 life sucks.
No.
I want to be an influencer.
They do.
I can't take this anymore. I need to go cry and take a nap at work. So these offices are dedicating special spaces now with big beanbag chairs and pillows where the Zers can go lay down and rest, have their bottle, and have a good cry. Mm. Well, this one guy that's popping on TikTok, I guess, doesn't have that opportunity at his work. His name's Ben Sanderson, and he's going viral for his answer to the afternoon nap. Here you go.
I needed a place in NYC to nap, so I looked up on Reddit where to nap. And it was like all these things being like, there's one secret room in this library that if you go at these hours, the guards aren't there. Until I read the best idea ever, which I did. I went to the movie theater, paid $15 for a ticket, and slept in the recliner seats during the movie. Popped in my earbuds, put on my beanie, and I had one of the best naps of my life.
Cost that guy $15 to take a nap.
That's not a bad idea.
It's really not a bad idea.
I mean, honestly, like, that's kind of genius.
And depending on the movie, you're probably going to sleep better in some movies than others.
Exactly.
Find me a rom-com and I'm out.
Really thought this through.
But my God, Zers, suck it up, for goodness sakes. Knock it off.
I kind of want to be more like them sometimes.
I can tell.
Like, they just don't even care.
Lay down on the floor right now. Lay down.
VIX 100.
Well, the official police report from Tiger Woods' arrest was filed yesterday. Here's what we learned. Tiger told the cops that he was looking down at his phone just before the crash. It's kind of like what I did the other day when I went up on the curb. Whoopsies.
Oh, no.
I mean, a friend of mine did.
Yeah, sure.
They say he did show signs of impairment, failed a series of roadside sobriety tests. His eyes were bloodshot and glassy. Bloodshot and glassy. His pupils were extremely dilated. They found a couple pills in his pants pocket, hydrocodone, it looks like. They were collected, submitted into evidence. He did say he had been taking medications for high blood pressure, cholesterol, plus on top of that some ibuprofen and Vicodin. Good God.
Jeez.
My goodness. Anyway, here's the kicker, and everybody's talking about it. A copy of Tiger's driver's license included with a report. And on the driver's license, in big letters, it says, safe driver on it. That means Tiger had a clean driving record for at least 3 years, because his last crash was in 21. But his license said, safe driver.
That just rolled his vehicle.
With his glassy eyes.
Poor guy.
I really hope he gets the help he needs.
He is.
Though,
he said he made a statement. He's not going to be in the upcoming tournament, the Masters tournament, and that he will be getting some help. So
good. He needs to take some time.
He's stepping away for a period of time to seek treatment and focus on my health is
good
what he said.
Good for him.
All right. So that's going on. You're updated on that. Oh, let's talk about my girlfriend.
Oh, what is Sydney Sweeney up to?
The delightful Sweeney. So she's up for a Webby Award. They're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year. It's like ads and things that pop on the web for companies.
Yeah.
And you get a Webby. They're doing it. She's nominated because of her Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. Remember when Dr. Squatch sold the soap that was allegedly made with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater?
Yes.
Well, it's been nominated for the best viral PR campaign ever.
As it should be.
Yeah, it should be.
Give her the award immediately.
We talked about that for days here.
Yeah,
I
mean, about four bars?
Exactly.
Put them in my mouth. Put them in my mouth. She's up against Kendall Jenner and her Bet on Kendall ad for Fanatics. I don't remember what that was.
She shows up in a bath, doesn't she, for that one or something
like
that?
It was, remember, she said something about like dating athletes. Remember, it was that ad.
When you date enough,
don't
you
even
know.
Remember that one. But everyone remembers Sydney Sweeney's bath.
Exactly. That one should win for that note alone.
Yeah.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. What else is going on? Easter's coming up, and they're saying there's this whole list out of every state's favorite Easter candy. Little disappointed in Colorado.
What
jelly beans.
Oh, what?
We're the jelly bean state.
I didn't vote for jelly beans. I can promise you that.
I didn't vote for jelly beans either. I don't even, like the old school Brock's jelly beans, not good.
I don't either. Yeah. You know
they
what
have to
I
be
do?
Jelly bellies.
I like the ones that exactly are the flavor of different things. Like I saw Nerds. Jelly beans
that
Jolly
were super
Ranchers good.
Those are great.
The Sour Patch Kid jelly beans are super good. Like those ones. When is Easter?
Sunday.
This Sunday?
Katie?
Yeah.
It's early.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't know that.
We talked about it like 20 minutes ago, too.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Where have you been?
You broke the story about Easter sunrise service at Red Rocks this Sunday.
Oh, that is this Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
what
sorry.
Do you do? So you don't have
plans?
I'm
not doing any. No. I'm not doing anything.
Find a church, Katie.
You're going to get yourself. You should go today
to church.
And
like,
get yourself
man.
A little Easter basket. What do you think?
Yeah.
Do you want to go to church with us?
Listen, the bunny and I
you
aren't
come to church
tied
with
anymore.
Us if
I
you
haven't
want.
Seen the bunny in years, you know? Like,
you should come to church
time.
With us.
I should. Do you go to church on Easter Sunday?
Yeah. We'll be at the Good Friday service, too. Yeah?
You can come with Jenny and I, either one. Friday
okay.
night, we go Friday night, and then
maybe
Sunday.
I'll go
yeah.
We
to
do crowd
a
surfing
times.
At mine, though, if you're
do
into
you?
That.
That's sick.
Yes.
There's lasers and a smoke machine.
Raising the roof with Jesus Christ.
My kind of church.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, I don't know if you're into it. Okay. Got a little mosh pit up front. You
perfect.
Know?
I am there.
All right. What's the sports stuff?
Well, this is exciting for all Denver Broncos fans. George Payton, the owner, talked about the Bo Nix injury that happened against the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Championship that forced him to have surgery. Well, he is way ahead of schedule. We
good.
Love that. He is already running and jumping. And, Jer, I love this line that he said. Because it is exactly like what you talk about sports. He really attacked that rehab. He attacked his rehab hard.
Yep.
And I heard that. I was like, there's the sports
it's
speak.
It's healing of inches.
Yep, it's the healing
he bounced
of inches.
Back like a boss.
That's another one they used. He bounced back, and he's really attacking this rehab. And he'll be ready by OTAs, which is coming. That's all the offensive things that they have to do this May. And that's really good news for all Broncos fans. Because when you have a quarterback go down like that, you kind of see the whole future up in the hands of the quarterback.
Yes.
And you're a little nervous for that. And he looks like he will not be the Achilles heel of the Broncos this
thank
year. He'll be
goodness
good.
And oh, I can just say like because he broke his ankle when
yeah.
I broke my ankle it took me a year to get back to tip-top shape. I mean well a couple years if we're being completely honest but it takes a long time to get back and be able to play at the level that he does. So I'm just saying months later for him to be showing those signs, like, that's good news. Go Broncos.
He'll be good to go. Go Broncos,
go Broncos. Okay. That is the perfect sound for this next story, Jer, because Bird Call, a local favorite, is going to show up at Coors Field for the home opener.
Oh, that's
yay!
They're the chicken place.
They are Bird Call, the Denver-born all-natural chicken restaurant.
That's what it
so
is.
So I love their stuff. They have a pimento chicken sandwich that completely, like, it became my favorite chicken sandwich after one bite. It was that
I'm
good.
Not a pimento
so
guy.
It is so good, though. Like, because this... I don't know. I can't even explain it. The way that they made this happen is just out of bounds. So good. So good. What?
Why it's just a chicken sandwich.
No, it was like,
what's
I
so
can't
special
describe
about it?
How when I took a bite of it, it was the crispiness mixed with the moistness of the chicken. It was just mind-blowing. It was seriously the best chicken sandwich I've ever had.
What and kind of bun? Brioche?
The pimento. I think it was like a soft brioche bun.
I like that.
But I went to the one over here off University, and I was just so in love. I went back the very next weekend. I've been back multiple times since. I like that spot a
when was the last
lot.
Time you visited your cardiologist?
No, we don't need to talk about that. That's not part of the story.
You know what I was pleasantly surprised with is Nick Nack ran this past weekend to Walmart to pick up a few things.
Uh-huh.
And I was working in the basement. I was getting hungry, and I texted her. I said, hey, I wouldn't be mad if you'd surprise me with some fried chicken.
Hey.
And she came home with some fresh Walmart fried chicken.
Oh.
And surprisingly good, Katie Kat.
Really?
Surprisingly good. If you are familiar at all with the old school restaurant White Fence Farm.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It was in Lakewood for many years.
The family style restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah, they brought platters.
Platters
to the table.
Of fried chicken.
I loved it.
I will say the Walmart fried chicken, very reminiscent of White Fence Farm.
I may have to go try
very
that.
Very close. I was not mad at it.
I have not been privy enough to wander down the fried chicken aisle at Walmart.
And it's Walmart, so you get like a 24 piece for like $6.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Keep those prices.
No, but try Roland, it. It's
Roland,
good.
Roland. I definitely will. Well, for this bird call, when they host the Philadelphia Phillies, they're going to be open in section 204 in right field.
Good
spot. If you want to check this out. And they'll have all of their fun chicken options. Hey, more poultry now. News, who's ready? If you see wild turkeys around Denver, totally normal. Did you know that?
They're
no
all
idea.
Over Lone Tree and Highland Ranch.
Yeah. Okay, and wild turkeys are making a comeback in the metro area. So according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife, this population was once decimated, but these native birds are now thriving statewide. Yeah, you're going to see them everywhere. You're more likely to spot them during early spring, but they've seen them out at Wash Park. They're out at Cherry Creek Trail, like you said, in Lone Tree here.
Saw one in a Kohl's parking lot.
16th Street Mall. No, I'm just kidding.
Now's your chance. Stock up for Thanksgiving. Go grab you one
there
now.
There you go.
Get it in the freezer.
Well, and they say, again, like right now is when you're going to see the most turkeys because the toms are gathering their harem of hens.
Oh,
yeah, they are.
I got hens for days.
What up, Tom?
I thought that was really funny.
Come here, girl. Bring them drumsticks
exactly.
over here.
Yeah, shake it, shake it, shake it.
Shake your tail feather.
Come on. So there you go. If you see some wild turkeys, do not be alarmed. Totally normal.
Put one in your car and then go to Safeway and get some gravy.
I was just saying, make them your pet, not eat them.
No, take them home and eat them.
I'll never trust you again. And yay, racing fans. So this one, the new drag strip. It's big news. Under construction there at Colorado National Speedway, they announced it's going to build one in Decono. Yeah, the drag strip. Oh, what did you think?
I thought it was like a drag show.
No. No. Oh.
So you said, I thought it was like a club downtown.
Oh,
the drag strip.
That's
what a great club name.
That's hilarious.
I was like, oh, cars.
That's why you. When I told you this story today, it
You're
all
like,
makes
I want
sense.
To talk about the drag strip. And I was like, all right, is that a bar?
It's so funny. You really did think it was a bar. Okay. No.
Listen, if somebody's in the market to open up a bar.
No.
That's a great bar name.
They should. I mean, that's genius, actually. The fact that there's an not one in each and every city already. Make that happen. But no, this is an 8-mile drag strip in Decono.
Okay.
Legal and safe space for drag street street racing enthusiasts in Denver. So no official opening date for that just yet, but they're talking about how it's under construction. And when they stopped the, what was it out at the Bandimere? Right? When they wrapped all that up, like, people were really sad about it. Like, there wasn't a whole lot of racing things around here. So I think that this definitely speaks to that crowd and hopefully makes them a little happy. Because we've been waiting for news about this. So now we know.
I need the smell of fuel.
They're
back
building
in my life.
This drag strip. And again, no official opening date just yet, but they did say it's coming soon and those details will be revealed very soon. So there you go.
VIX 100.
So the other day we had like this camera crew in here and like tripod and professional cameras and they're taking pictures and video of us.
Mm-hmm.
We felt very special.
We did.
We're all cleaned up, looking nice.
It was picture day.
It was picture day.
Yes.
And they're using video for something. I don't know if it's over at Ball Arena or something goofy. But yeah, we look pretty good. We as in Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Good morning, everybody. And Katie was all done up. You had a little sundress on or whatever that was. A little jean jacket.
Yeah, heels even.
Heels, you guys.
I was wearing heels, my Minnie Mouse shoes.
She did an entire radio show in heels that day.
No, they were little kitten heels, but still, they were heels nonetheless. And so I thought I was looking pretty fly.
Yeah, you look
good. I liked it a lot. And when I go to that much trouble, because I even went and I got a tan, I did my hair, I don't want to just go home after the show. I feel like I've put this much work in. I have to go show this
funniest
off.
Funniest thing.
What do you mean? I feel like everybody does this.
No, like after the show, Katie looked at me. She's like, I don't really have, I'm just going to go home. I don't have anything to do, but I'm all dressed up. She's like, do you ever just, on days when you're all dressed up, just go out and wander around so people
don't
can see how fabulous
yes!
I look.
You
I Yeah, you know, no, I usually go home and put up my softy pants and a t-shirt on and go on with my day. But, you know, it takes more work for the ladies.
It does.
Obviously.
It does. And it immediately.
So what did you do?
I was like, I have to at least go have one lap around the grocery store looking
yeah,
like this. Boy. Like, come on.
Did you buy anything at least?
I did. Okay. I went and bought a couple things just to make it seem
worth
like
it?
I needed to go there.
You went and wandered around a grocery store just because you looked sexy in your heels?
Shout out to Safeway, because I do love wandering around that Safeway. Way by my house, but yeah, I was dressed up, and I was just, you know, for me, it's more that when I see like the most handsomest guy I've ever came across in my life, I always end up looking like I just rolled out of bed. So I was like, I'm gonna take the initiative, I'm gonna be in control of this situation, and if I just so happen to stumble upon Mr. Right,
yeah,
look at me looking all fly, right?
That's
how I was kind of justifying it in my brain. But
so did you? All you came across was a bunch of Quasimodo dudes.
You know that's how it worked. You know that it was like senior shopping day out at the local supermarket.
It was
so.
The guy from Goonies, the
I know.
Sloth.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, pretty lady.
Jean jacket. No, I was so like underwhelmed with the amount of cute people that I saw, but that's fine. That's fine. I was still feeling myself. But while I was there, I was like, I could at least make a TikTok, you know? I could at least make a TikTok about how when you are dressed up, don't you want to just go show off how you feel to everybody else? So I set up my phone. I put it on a shelf in the grocery store, and I leaned it up against, like, one of the kitchen cleaners right there in the cleaning aisle, and I did a little dance down aisle 7. Front and back.
Like twirling, twirling.
Twirling, twirling. I had like a little
you're
stuffed
a
animal.
Woman.
I was
Stop this.
I'm
Stop
making
the
a
insanity.
TikTok. What do you mean? I'm
and
making
why
a
would
TikTok?
You pick the cleaning aisle of all aisles?
Because I'm so fresh and so clean.
No.
Is that what
no.
you thought?
You do that like on the cereal aisle?
No.
Or maybe
the
pasta aisle?
No.
Or
cleaning
aisle?
Chicken.
Sparkled. No.
No.
It
yuck,
was it.
No.
That was it for
yuck.
Me. I clean up nice. Like, no, for real. That's
Who wants
I
to clean up this booty?
Scrubbity scrub.
Scrubbing bubbles that
no,
butt.
But I was so just, I would have felt really good about myself. And not only that,
can I
but
see
like,
the video of you dancing?
Yes, absolutely. I will show you the video.
Know, up in their security area.
Oh,
we're watching
yeah.
We got a crazy lady on a cleaning aisle dancing yeah. around in a jean jacket and some slutty heels.
You know she's singing Outkast, So Fresh and So Clean, huh? Like that's what she's doing right now.
You're a grown-up. Stop
yeah.
this. You're
with
not a 20-year-old girl on TikTok
I
anymore.
Am a grown-up with a lot of time on her hands, and this is how I feel that time,
I'm
Jeremy. You know,
you.
I wasn't. What I wasn't doing was
what?
Sitting on my couch just to becoming
know.
One with it. So
this
I was doing something.
Almost worse.
No, it's not. What do you mean? I just.
So I went to the grocery store and I made dance videos of the cleaning aisle, looking for a sexy man.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds silly.
Where did you get the stuffed animal you were dancing with as well?
From aisle 4.
Like, did you put it back?
No,
it was
I
like
bought
a Valentine
it.
Or
that's
not,
what
like
I
an
bought.
Easter stuffed animal?
Yeah, oh, yeah, okay. That's what I bought. It's for the baby Nana.
How
what?
Many likes did you get?
I haven't made it yet, so I'm
oh, you
gonna
haven't posted
make
it yet.
Haven't posted it. I was just gathering the footage. To do so.
B-roll of you dancing?
Exactly, the B-roll. So I'm just going through it.
I'm
going
to tell you right now, as a friend.
What?
Don't.
Oh, I'm going
don't.
To. What do you mean?
Don't post
I'm totally going to post
it. I don't think
it.
You should post
Why?
That.
Why? You haven't even seen it yet. Like, you don't know what it is. It could
We're
be
roughly
awesome.
The same age, so
yeah.
we'd probably be in the same dating pool if I was out there in the game.
Yeah.
And if
yeah.
I saw that...
That would be a red flag
hard
for you.
Pass.
It would be like, oh, this girl.
Why is crazy lady dancing?
Dancing because she's loving life.
That would be a hard pass for
me.
I'm sorry.
You wouldn't look at somebody dancing in the grocery store like, wow, she is just like grasping
no.
on
no,
to things that
I don't
make
think
her
I
happy.
Would.
Like,
no.
look at her enjoying life.
No, I would
like,
be like, this is a cry for help.
No,
this
what?
Is a very sad situation.
I'm smiling.
That you have no friends.
I'd be like, she's trying to
nobody,
act younger.
Nobody with you, and you're dancing in a grocery store. Yeah. Listen, I'm telling you, this is a friend. Don't post it.
I might post it, though. Come on.
Okay. But let's be honest,
What about
though?
This?
What?
I'll make it. I'll show it to you. I'll run it by you before I post it. How about that? Yeah.
Shut up, D, on the text line.
What?
He's just jealous because he has a bad haircut. Yeah, I know it's a bad haircut, D.
See? People want to see my video.
Nobody wants
look
to
it.
See
people
this.
Were texting in. They want to see the video.
And I'll tell you right now.
Yes!
I mean, if we're being honest, if I was out there on the dating scene, I'd be going for 20 years younger anyway.
Oh,
so.
Shut up, Jeremy. No.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be on my algorithm. Sorry. D wrote in and said, Katie, don't listen to Jeremy. He's dimming your sparkle.
Yeah.
No, I'm saving you embarrassment. I'm being the voice of reason right now. I'm the angel on your shoulder. If you're trying to pick up a man, don't do this. Don't be crazy lady dancing in the grocery store.
You don't look at it as someone who's having so much fun enjoying life that you just want to be a part of her world.
Mm-mm.
Like, you just want to be in her orbit because she's that happy?
No,
that's
not
it for you?
It'd be unsettling. It'd be like, where's her friends? Why is this a cry for help?
Is that what you would think too, Josh?
Well, do you know what? I mean, you just look a little silly. I mean, I'll just be honest.
Here's Lola. Lola called in. Hi, Lola.
Hi.
Hi. What do you want to say about this?
Well, first of all, I want to say I love you all. I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Great. Thanks.
But all Jeremy's a jerk.
Listen, Jared, stop what? Taking away her shine.
Yeah.
I don't take away anybody's shine or sparkle.
Lola.
I'm saving her, Lola.
No, listen, just one second. First of all, I've worked in a lot of grocery stores, a lot of them. And if I saw someone dancing, I'm like, okay, they're having a good time. You know what? As long as you're buying a few things, that's fine.
Yeah.
Is that the criteria? You got to walk out with some kiwis and some tomatoes or something, but you can dance all you want.
Not necessarily. You can go in there and dance.
A lot of people dance in the grocery store then?
You know what? Not enough.
Okay.
So that's a no.
So no.
So that's
a
no, Katie, because everyone else in there is normal and not crazy.
I used to dance in my driveway with my headset on and my, you know, and I because my
that's
husband
different.
Didn't want me singing in the house. So, you know. I had to do it someplace else.
Well, that's different. You had your headset on and music and you were dancing and you were at home. You were not in like a public setting.
I have danced in the grocery stores.
Thank you, Lola. And they have great music. Yeah.
We'll see.
I think put it everywhere. TikTok, Facebook. I think it should be all over.
Yes, I'm going to. Thank you, Lola.
We
want to see you. We want to see you. We want to see you're happy. You're dressed up. You had it. Yeah, it's more than picture day. And next 100.
We should put a dollar on Lola. We should bet like how many likes she gets. I bet you it's under 10.
That's sad. No.
You went through all this work.
That's actually irrelevant. As long as she's enjoying herself, enjoying life, and not her. That's what it's all about.
Respectfully. You don't work with Katie, and I will tell you, it is all about the likes and views.
No.
Oh, look me in the eye. I only got six likes on this one.
No.
Lies. Lola, you don't know the behind-the-scenes stuff. You just don't know.
I don't, but it's okay, Katie.
It's just fine.
I want to hang out with her.
Oh, I
you guys go
hang
out.
With you, Lola.
You guys can hang out on the bread aisle at Safeway.
I know. That sounds really good. I'll actually meet you by the pastries, though. If we're being realistic, right?
Meet me by the
pastries.
That's
where you'll find me.
Lola, we got to move on, but it was so very kind of you to call in this morning. And I know deep down you still love me.
Yeah, I know.
That says it all. That says it all. Lola, thank you for calling. Thanks for hanging out with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That's a silly little game. We absolutely love it, though. It's Cassandra. You made it in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are super dupes.
Yeah.
Katie, are you super dupes?
I'm super dupes times 10.
Whoa, that's a lot of super dupes.
Oh, man.
Well, who is Cassandra? Who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a mom of two, currently unemployed, which is really fabulous. And I was just on my way to Sprouts and heard you guys and wanted to call in.
Okay.
Love it.
Yes.
So what kind of job are you looking for?
You know, I don't really know.
You don't know? Just like whoever will take
you. Kind of nice. I think I've changed. Like, I work from home, and I think, you know, just something, maybe using my creative brain a little bit more.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Use something that you're passionate about, right, Cassandra? If you're going to work, make it something you're passionate about.
What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about?
You know, I really found a knack for organizing, which sounds really lame, but I feel like everyone could use a little more organization in their life.
Yes.
You're like Marie Kondo.
Find the whatever sparks your joy, right?
That's right. Yes. That's right. Does this book bring me joy? Nah, get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, and this is genius, Cassandra, because, like, I think on the flip side of it, there's so many people who dislike organizing so much. They're
my
willing
mother-in-law.
To pay. Well, they're willing to pay for somebody to come in and, you know, straighten them out.
I will pay you to go to my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah, see? We already have a client for you, Cassandra.
Although we might find your...
working out.
We might find your dead, bloated body underneath a pile of stuff in her garage, though. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
No. Well, that turned quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, never mind. I want to save your life. I don't want you to be crushed by stuff in her garage,
all right? Oh, I love it.
So funny. All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva and she made up all the rules.
Hey, you know, she earned that crown.
Yeah,
she certainly
you.
Did. She's really good.
Straighten it out, too.
Anything you'd like to say to her, Katie?
No, good luck. I'm going to go organize my thoughts, and good luck to you, Cassandra. Yeah.
Thank you.
Cassandra, tell Katie to leave the studio now, immediately.
Hey, get out of here, lady.
Get out of here, Katie.
All right, so she's making her way out of here. She goes into a little room where she can't hear anything, and then I come up with the question, so there's... no cheating, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in here. So here we go, girlfriend. What 1999 sports movie had an infamous whipped cream bikini scene?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It was a good scene.
Yes. Sports movie?
Yeah, it was like high school sports.
Friday Night Lights.
I'll put you down for Friday Night Lights. Here's your second question. How does James Bond like his martinis?
Shaken, not stirred.
All right. Here's your third question. What's the monkey's name in Disney's Aladdin? What's the name of his little monkey?
Abu.
Your fourth question for Katie Crush. What's the name of Apple's first portable MP3 player? I believe it was introduced back in 2001.
Ooh, iPod?
And your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What Netflix show brought us the character named Joe Exotic?
Oh my gosh. I watched it. Tiger King.
I was going to put you down for Tiger. But I'll put you down for Tiger King. Yep, it is part two. We brought Katie back into the studio. Cassandra, are you still with us or are you wandering around Sprouts somewhere?
I'm still here.
They have the best, like, little mini pies there at Sprouts. Have you ever picked those up? Just like a little individual pie.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It was really good. I'm
like a blueberry, apple,
yummy. They're just like individual. They're like little kids' pies, and they're perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a perfect serving.
Fun.
All right, Katie, same five questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's find out how Cassandra did. What 1999 sports movie had an infamous whipped cream bikini scene? I will tell you that it was a high school sports movie.
The Varsity Blues, right? Yes! It was Allie Larder.
Yeah, well, she's pretty.
Yeah, I remember
Cassandra
that.
Said Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that was close, though. I want to give you half a point, Cassandra.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I blew that.
No.
Oh, it's fine. It's just a silly game. It's not going to define you. It's fine. You're going to go on with your life just fine today. Okay, Katie, how does James Bond like his martinis?
Shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Cassandra, you said the same thing.
Yeah.
What is the monkey's name in Disney's Aladdin?
Abu. Abu. Yeah. It's Abu.
God bless you. Yeah. Cassandra, what did you say?
Abu.
Yes!
Yeah. Here's your fourth question. What was the name of Apple's first portable MP3 player that was introduced in 2001?
Like the iPod?
Like, is that a question mark?
Shuffle
or is that your...
Nano, right?
You're a Shuffle Nano. What do you think?
Yes, iPod.
iPod?
Yeah.
Cassandra, you said the same damn thing.
Yeah, you did.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, fifth and final question for The Crush. What Netflix show brought us the character Joe Exotic?
Oh, yeah, it's a Tiger King. What's happening? Carol Baskin. Remember that song?
Oh, my gosh.
I love that show.
Cassandra first said Tiger, but then she said... Tiger King.
What were you doing, Cassandra? You were doing that while shopping at Sprouts?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's what I say when I see those little pies. Cassandra.
No, I have to get one.
You got
to. You'll never leave the house. Sadly, though, you got four and Katie got five. Darn it.
I knocked it out of the park today, didn't I?
Katie crushed you today. Dang it.
She sure did.
Here's the thing, though. Contrary to multiple texts that came in today, I'm a nice guy.
Oh. We call him Closet Nice.
Yeah, people were getting in my kitchen today.
He's a closet sweetheart.
I'm a nice guy, and since you are out of a job right now and you're looking, I want to send you to the Alamo Draft House just to blow off some steam. Go see a movie on us, and good luck in your job search.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And you were a delight to have on the air. Very good.
You were so fun.
Very good contestant today. So thank you for listening and calling in, and we're going to send you out to the movies, all right?
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.